Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Frank DeNisi went to the Philippines as a single missionary and worked for many years alongside his mom and dad there in Cebu City. I've been there with them many times. I preached in their church and Bible Institute. And then some years back, not so long ago, Frank met the right lady, Hafia, and they were married and they're serving together there in that same city at this moment. Well, Brother Frank says, once again, we can truly see just how amazing God has been in his work here on the mission field. It's a blessing that we and you all over there are privileged to be a part of eternal salvation of souls. Thank you once again for your involvement in world missions and for your care for my wife and me through your prayers and financial support. The Lord is building his kingdom. To God be all the glory, and Frank is so right about that. Now, he tells us, we just had our annual church camp, and we saw about 250 campers just from our church alone. It's amazing to see the eagerness and excitement of new Christians. Our pastor, whom we sent out to the northern province of the island, brought with him about 10 campers, and at the end of January, we were privileged to see five of them follow the Lord in believers' baptism. This is a strong testimony of their newfound faith and the change that God has made in each of their lives. Pastor Emmanuel is leading them in this new church plant. Would you please pray for them as they continue to grow? We have a special opening revival in the church there as it launches. Please pray for souls to be saved at the three-day evangelistic event. And then, the interesting, and I've been to this place too, but Brother DeNisi says, my wife and I ministered in Hong Kong to Filipinos this past February. Pastor or missionary Andrew Au has asked us to come and minister to his Filipino congregation, and we're excited to do so. Please pray for our busy schedule for the summer months. And I'll be speaking at the youth camp for missionary Bruce Rice in Mindanao, that's the southernmost big island in the Philippines, and also at the Cebu Baptist Youth Congress in Cebu for Dr. DeSalva and his son, Pastor Kent. They're all dear friends and partners in the ministry. Vacation Bible School is coming up as well, and we're planning for 400 children. We definitely need prayers for that, as well as for the upcoming medical mission that was in March, and we're praying to reach 500 patients and share the gospel with each one of them on a one-on-one basis. And we've done that all over the world where people come and get care for their bodies, but they also get a clear presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Brother Frank says, please pray for my dad to have good health. He was hospitalized for 3 days during our missions conference with pneumonia. He's doing well now. He's back in the mission work in Mindanao. The church down there is doing great, and they're regularly adding unto the church. Pray for my dad's assistants down there, Nathan and Algene and Joner. During that missions conference, we were honored to host Dr. Dan DeLone from Gospel Light Baptist Church in Walkerdown, North Carolina, and he did a wonderful job preaching and ministering to us. When we took up our missions commitment this year, we were blessed to see another record for our church. Well, of course, Dan DeLone's been a part of BIMI for many, many years and still serves. And we're happy, those of us who get to travel like Brother DeLone and myself, to be able to go see what God is doing around the world.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.